This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2167. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 1st, Afghanistan, Andorra, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, Finland, France, Germany, India, International Internet and Vacuum, Korea South, Mexico, Netherlands, Pakistan, Philippines, San Andres, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, Western Sahara, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Bakhtar News Agency of Afghanistan. Broadcast of Radio Azadi FM band in 13 cities. Dated December 1st, the Ministry of Info and Culture has banned Radio Azadi FM in 13 major cities. They say because it did not follow journalistic principles and broadcasts were one-sided against Afghanistan's national interests, such as Sharia. Hans-Jörg Biener sends another story about this from RFERL. Taliban cut off broadcasts of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and the Voice of America says its broadcasts have also been taken down. We are surprised it has taken this long since the Taliban took power in August of last year. They restricted independent media despite pledges of a more moderate rule. Dr. Biener says it seems logical to assume that the medium wave transmissions on 1296 are also affected. And what about the other stream of VOA Diwa Radio and RFERL Mashal on 621 kHz? That's answered by a press release from VOA, forwarded by Kai Ludwig, which says VOA's Afghan services 12 hours a day on 15 FM channels and 2 medium wave with programming split between Pashto and Dari, mentioned in the past tense, but this needs to be confirmed. And Ola Keshkupa forwards another VOA statement on this. The takeover of VOA FM and AM transmitters by the Taliban, breaking a multi-year contract, is a blow to the large audience that turns to Radio Ashna for uncensored news and information. And many programs were anchored by women. Fortunately, VOA has other means of serving its large audience, including a 24/7 TV satellite channel, shortwave radio, a medium-wave station in Tajikistan on 972 kHz, and websites and social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Another statement via Autokesh from Amanda Bennett says, USAGM research in 2022 indicates that VOA and RFERL content is reaching 66% of Afghan adults with access to a mobile phone on a weekly basis. We might expect shortwave into Afghanistan to be increased, but nothing is said about that explicitly. Alan Pennington in the British TX Club says Télédiffusion d'Algérie, TDA, posted on Facebook November 29th that to extend coverage in the border areas of Algeria at Zouaïs-Djanet State, a new medium-wave transmitter has been set up on 756 kHz carrying Holy Quran radio. Nothing yet about how powerful it may be. Christian Milling reminds us of the last transmission of Akir Radio Andorra on shortwave, at least the last one this year, Saturday, December 3rd, from 16 until 18:30 UT on 6180. That's 100 kilowatts due west with a long periodic antenna from Mostbrunn, Austria. This year, it's a program originally hosted in 1979 by the famous French singer Hervé Villar and accompanied by the author Guy Descartes. My monitoring this week of LRA 36 Antarctica via remotes in Argentina, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. On Saturday, November 26th, they were going at 1501 and cut off the air at 1550, but it was still incomplete. And on Wednesday, November 30th, I could not get internet connection until 1522 when it was running, and they stopped at 1543.6. By the way, I see that the British TX Club has compiled all my reports about Antarctica this year on a single page. You can reach it via bdxc.org.uk and look up the article America's on Shortwave. You can still hear Radio Australia on shortwave by listening to Radio New Zealand. I ran across it November 25th at 0805, talking pigeon about Port Moresby on 13755, and an ID at 0814 as Radio Australia. It was actually 16 hertz on the plus side of 13755, as NZ frequencies are often slightly askew. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, reports strong reception but distorted audio of the external service of Bangladesh Betar, in English at 12:30 to 13, and Nepali on 13:15 to 13:45 on 4750, which is 100 kilowatts non-directional. The distorted audio and strong signal, however, were only into a remote receiver in nearby Thailand. Transmitted from Bulgaria itself, Manuel Mendez reminds us that Radio Joystick, the Charlie Prince show, will be on the air December 4th at 11 to 12 UT on 11935, the first Sunday of every month at 12 noon German time. It's a Spaceline transmitter in Kostenbrod near Sofia. Via John Perkins, Canadian Radio News and IRCA DX Monitor, an article originally at SOWNY.net by someone called Radioactive, concerning CFAJ 1220 in St. Catharines, Ontario. It was authorized to replace a previous station there on the same frequency, CHSC. CFAJ was first heard testing on February 11, 2020. Now, almost 2 years later, there is still nothing about what's going on at the place, he says. I listened nonstop for an hour just to see what they were doing. Wall-to-wall jukebox, no news, no weather, no announcers beyond a single employee. And no commercials. Not one in 2 years. So how is this station still on the air after 2 years without presumably making a single cent? Maybe it's a tax write-off? In the NASA flash sheet, editor Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports Organización Radial El Prado tentatively, the Colombian on 6017, November 22nd at 0201 in Spanish. Men and woman announcers alternating, fairly long selections, just audible above the static floor. Not able to make out the topics, he says, not quite legal and not quite pirate. Also reported on precisely 6017.08 by Jim Evans in Germantown, Tennessee. He calls it a pirate from Palermo, Colombia. Heard on November 23rd at midnight 3 to midnight 15. Non-stop ballad music. Above noise level about 25% of the time. And one more report from Manuel Mendez in Spain, November 27th at 0445 to 459. LA Songs, Strong QRM from Romania, from 0445. But it closed at 456, leaving Radio El Prado in the clear. But then at 459, VOA signed on 6020 and eclipsed the Colombia. Manuel Mendez also reports that Radio Congo Brazzaville 6115 is still being heard. November 26th at 1710 in vernacular and French, news in French at 1800, and closing at 1830 after an African song. Last week we reported Radio Havana Cuba on 10080, the second harmonic 5040, but hardly any signal at all on what would be the fundamental, so they must have accidentally tuned up most of the transmitter power on the second harmonic. Then on November 25th, before and after 08 UT, we had the same thing on 10050, which would be the second harmonic of Radio Rebelde 5025, where once again there was nothing but a just barely audible carrier. These were not audible every night, but on November 29th, there was 10080 again, after 03 UT, thanks to a tip from Jorge Freitas in Brazil. But this time, the fundamental also had a considerable signal, 5040. Later that same night at 7:27, the same thing was happening, but on 10050 Rebelde and 5025. I've run across WRMI with more unscheduled broadcasts of anti-communist Radio Republica, such as November 29th at 16:16, and still, or again, at 1904 on 9955. No jamming heard during these checks. Manuel Mendez reminds us that the low-power Scandinavian weekend radio in Finland is making another monthly broadcast on the first Saturday in December, starting at 22 UT Friday, December 2nd, for 24 hours straight. Detailed schedule is on their website, swradio.net. They run two frequencies at a time, switching around, one in the 49-meter band and one on 25, 11690 or 11720, and 5980 or 6170. Finland Non, Kari Kallio, tells us that the Finnish DX Association, SDXL, produces a radio show called Radio Strömsö. It's in the English language for 1 hour, via Texas Radio Shortwave from WRMI, Sunday, December 11th, 02 UT on 5950, and repeated at 12 UT on 15770. And also the following Saturday on Channel 292 Germany, December 17th, at 18 UT on 3955. The show includes interviews of SDXL members, info about Finland, Finnish radio pieces and DX history, and Finnish music. Last week we had a report about Radio Republica via RMI via France not being off frequency anymore, but I failed to mention the frequency. It was 9490, starting at 01 UT. However, checking again November 26th at 0241, they were off frequency again, 64 hertz high, amid Cuban jamming. The very same defective transmitter may well be in use for another relay via Issoudun, France, heard November 27th at 0749, 11875.079. That's RFI in Fulani. I hope this will not be a problem in North America for listeners of WA0RCR on 1860 kHz. But something non-amateur is being reported in Europe on that same frequency. Used to be a station in Kiel, Germany. DAO was the call sign, but it closed in 1994. However, German Wikipedia says there is a new Kiel radio on 1860 kHz. Again, using the call sign DAO, it's using Pactor and not Stanag. TDOA direction finding by Paul Crankshaw and Steve Witt leads to a location 20 kilometers from east-northeast of Rostock in the village of Marlow. It's also a non-broadcast signal on 1680 kHz, which is believed to be coming from Belgium, and also a new and highly unusual for medium-wave digital transmission observed by Steve Witt and others on 570 kHz, 26 November. It's idle and transmits data on the channel. Direction finding places it in Kaliningrad. Zaharias Langas in Greece says All India Radio has a strong spurious signal from the 9620 transmitter. November 26th at 1615 in Farsi, the spur is on 9520 and it's 50 kHz wide. Filed under International Internet, I say it's hard to believe how eager some are to celebrate Xmas for the whole month of December and even beyond. But the selective listener will find some worthwhile music from classical music stations. There are special pages on some of these websites for the holiday programming, such as, from Portland, Oregon, www.allclassical.org, add 8 hours for UT, and from New York City, www.wqxr.org, add 5 hours. World of Radio IO Group, we've had a fascinating discussion between two satellite enthusiasts, Mike Cooper in Atlanta and Ken Zicke in Michigan. Though most satellite TV is scrambled, some of it is free to air, and there are also lots of radio circuits. Might be able to find a disused big ugly dish, and the electronics, the reception gear to go with it is surprisingly inexpensive. Ken says, if you have a dish of any kind that isn't being used, consider retrofitting it to receive FTA signals. There's lots on both the KU and C bands to explore. And although it's nice to have a movable dish, that is not needed. The cost is surprisingly low. My latest receiver cost $30, and you'll enjoy some of what you can receive like any other media. There is a lot of dross, but there is good stuff too. That, of course, was filed under International Vacuum, which is also a World of Radio source, thanks to WRN. We're also on Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave. World of Radio 2167, a non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for a contribution from Chuck Ermatinger via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Paul Nacido, Mars State Beach, California. Ron Howard reports on the clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom on 5920. Says for over 6 months the frequency had been bothered by nuisance noise, not North Korean jamming. But today, for the first time, the noise was absent. Instead, there was, presumably, jamming, a pulsating tone, not as bad as before. Here's his recording at 12 UT with IDs in translation, Voice of Freedom, and then a singing jingle which says, Voice of Truth, Voice of Hope, Voice of Freedom.
소리 방송에서 밤 9시를 알려드립니다.
진실의 소리, 변화의 소리, 자유의 소리 방송.
자유의 소리 방송.
보도 현장.
That was on November 30th. The IRCADX monitor, Tim Hall, near San Diego, California, says, my locals in Tijuana, XCSBN 800 and XCBG 1550 return to the air, playing automated Mexican oldies or hits, not the same feed. XCBG seems older than the music on XCSBN. There are no liners or jingles, just an occasional plain ID added by the automation. And it's not clear whether they're saying these words in English or Spanish. XCSPN 800 AM, Tijuana, Baja California, or XCBG 1550 AM, Tijuana, Baja California. He says, I would bet they have a new owner, hopefully not a certain politician who already controls about half a dozen Tijuana AMs and has an extremely shady record as a radio station operator. Netherlands, non, following up last week's news from the Mighty KBC, this from Craig Christ in Virginia. Mighty KBC is leaving now in Germany at the end of this year. From January 1st, it begins using the facilities of WRMI, and it will be at a different time each Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, that's 22 to midnight UC, on 5950 for the winter period. Mike Barraclough also forwarded this news. I say that's an unfortunate choice of times because it coincides with WBCQ 7490 carrying Marion's Attic and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot. Like Terry Ford's news from RadioInfo.Asia, November 27th. Radio Pakistan launches its first English-language channel, but it's not on shortwave. It's Planet FM 87.6. It will be on the air from Islamabad, Lahore, and Karachi, expanded nationwide later, and on all social media platforms. For international listeners, an opportunity to engage and involve the English-speaking community and expats in Pakistan. Via Tinang, Philippines, the VOA transmitter has been putting out spurs. These complaints from Yogi Miao in Hong Kong, 1st November 24th, VOA Tibetan at 03 UT on 17865, with spurs plus and minus 55 kHz and multiples, blocking his reception of Radio Japan on 17810. For a few moments, I thought Cuba had shifted continents and come to East Asia. Well, that's one way to compensate for jamming. Another report from him a bit later on November 25th at 02:54 UT. Radio Pilipinas on 17820 also has spurs, plus and minus 17 kHz, like 17803 and 17837, also transmitted from Tinan. The Michigan ARE tip sheet, Don Moore in Pennsylvania, reports on the Colombian Coast Guard station on San Andres Island in the Caribbean, which could be considered a separate radio country. He heard it 23 November at 22 UT on 8210.5, an ID in weather and two-way communications with fishing vessels for about 10 minutes. He previously heard them on 8211.5, so the frequency changed slightly, and heard again on November 24th at 1100, and presumably on upper sideband. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair. We cannot depend on Turkey's English broadcast to North America at 23 UT on 5960. Sometimes it comes on late, sometimes it doesn't come on at all, or sometimes, like November 30th, it actually starts by 2300. usually on but starting at unreliable times, is the CCCCCI, that is, Chinese Communist Chinese Language Co-Channel Interference from East Turkestan, land of imperialist Chaikom genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims. That QRM, however, is much worse in Europe than in North America. Via Idun's medium wave info, Laszlo Tringer reports about Ukraine. After nationwide shelling by Russian troops on November 23rd, UR1 is silent on 873, 1278, and 1404 kHz. Only 657 is working, but with much less power than usual. But by November 29th, Mauno Ritola in Finland tells us, 1404 returned yesterday and 657 in the southwest has been on all the time. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, when checking to see if Radio Baltic Waves International Lithuania on 1386 kHz carried UR1 as scheduled November 30th in the wake of a streaming outage, I was surprised to hear a program in English following the Ukraine security issue just after O1UT, an extended interview with Ukrainian opera singer Zoryana Kustpler, a program in a series called With Ukraine in My Heart. So it seems that UR programming via RBWI is now the Radio Ukraine International Channel. They're checking out his recordings. The last day that Ukraine security issue was carried on UR1 was 22 November. Another RUI English program was carried 27 November at 01UT, Ukraine Global, also billed as Ukraine Global Context. I rarely hear any of the low-power HIFR beacons on the ISM band, but here's a new one on me, November 25th at 1655, on 13563.5, just barely audible CW identifying as PCO. That's listed as in Pine, Colorado, southwest of Denver. Thanks to Dave Kenny in England for confirming that World of Radio is indeed airing at a new time on WRMI, Friday at 0830 on three frequencies, 5010, 5850, and 7780. And thanks also to Richard Lemke and Ron Howard for checking. Missing last week from UT Saturday at 0130 on 5850, but Jeff White assures me we are still scheduled at that time. Here's an update about WTWW from George McClintock as of November 28th, and he titles it Resurrection. Bags and bags of junk have been removed from the site. The forest in front of the building and under number one antenna have been cut down and removed. A scrubber machine has cut the remaining small bush to the dirt ground. Grass under number two antenna is currently being cut down, and number one antenna grass has been cut. The sagging floor in the kitchen and bathrooms have been strengthened and replaced with plywood. A new heating and AC unit has been installed and keeps the house warm. A new washer and dryer are sitting on the deck, waiting installation next week. All old carpet has been removed and a new floor is scheduled for next week. The deck has been one-half pressure washed and is down to the natural wood. The other half cleaning is scheduled for next week. The front door has dropped down and is being fixed. A small crew is staying in the house to save on motel expense. Light bulbs have been replaced and garbage trash has been removed from the transmitter building. AC unit filters, which were unbelievably dirty, have been replaced. Number three transmitter outside filters have rusted in place and had to be hammered out and replaced. Transmitters 1 and 2 are running but await the water cleaner resin to keep the eating of copper tubing up. Sacrificial rods are to be replaced soon. All moving parts have been lubricated and working correctly for a change. Over one half of the transmitter light bulbs are out and are slowly being replaced. One of the Harris SW100 transmitter number 3 motors was removed and not replaced. We have a replacement motor which is currently being installed. More fixes will be reported in a later release. Editor Ben Cobb says the latest issue of Experimental Radio News is all shortwave, covering DPA Max's latest FCC lobbying and other HF stations. It's issue number 6. You may see it on the website or subscribe at www.experimentalradio.news. Bob LaRose questions, why don't these organizations just file as fixed point-to-point HF services? As longtime DXers remember, there were years ago bands between broadcast shortwave bands full of stations providing voice and data services. What advantage is it for filing as broadcasters and going through all these legal disputes? Ben Cobb replies, the FCC abolished the International Fixed Service in 2010 for lack of interest. By that time, it was limited to microwave. Land is more valuable than radio. Via Medium Wave News, a story from Radio Insight. Odyssey announced it has sold its 36-acre tower site in North Las Vegas, Nevada, for $40 million, currently housing their 1140 and 720 stations, and an auxiliary tower for 5 FM licenses. Until the past couple of years, the site was in desert land near Nellis Air Force Base and the Motor Speedway, but has been rapidly surrounded by new warehouse developments. One complex was sold this summer for $271 million. The IRCA group, Rick Dow and Dave Haskell, note that WHKY 1290 in Hickory seems to be running its 50-kilowatt day power at night. Rick Dow says it seems it's been doing this at night for 8 or 9 years. Carl Forth in Chicago says on November 29th, they were dominating 1290 at 23 UT. I continue to hear at least carriers from the Vanuatu Harmonics almost every night after 07 UT on 7890 and 11835. However, Ron Howard in California reports on November 25th, until off at 6:59 UT, they were on 5040 with Pop Island Songs, an Xmas song in English at 6:25, the first one he's heard this season on shortwave, and at 06:50 a severe weather warning. Gary Pence, KM5X, says I was waiting for Vanuatu to sign on at 3945 kHz. The signal came up in mid-conversation at 06:59. And I could copy them and the other two harmonics as well via the KFS remote receiver on the California coast. It does exceptionally well with its southwest antenna and oceanside location. After most of Europe and Africa have faded out, I still hear a just barely audible transatlantic carrier on 711 kHz. That has to be Western Sahara, occupied by Morocco with a 300 kilowatt transmitter, such as November 28th at 0729 UT, just a few minutes after local sunrise. Keep an ear on 11735 for a possible appearance of Zanzibar. It's been missing for quite some time, but on November 21st at 1630, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing something there sounded like Swahili. We've tried since and not heard anything, and nothing else is scheduled. Dave Kinney says there was another report of this with a recording back on August 28th at 1915. Anyhow, the hours when it used to be on the air on 11735 were approximately between 16 and 21 UT. New publishers of the World Radio TV Handbook say the printing date is December 12th, but book delivery has been postponed slightly until 17 January. Mike Cooper says it appears from their website that Universal Radio plans to sell the 2023 WRTH. Thomas has lots of meteor scatter DX info in VHF UHF Digest. A major shower is underway, the Geminids, from November 19th to December 24th, but it's peaking at 120 zenith hourly rate on December 14th. The HF propagation outlook from SWPC, geomagnetic field unsettled to active, with ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on December 2nd, 20 and 4 on December 22nd. More flux peaking at 125 December 5th to 10th and dropping to 95 by December 24th. And so concludes World of Radio 2167, with many thanks to all our contributors and the stations carrying our broadcast. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.